much time did you spend? When did you do it? If you could just kind of elaborate
on that. Oh, well, you know, after during the off season, we take a week and just kind of study the opponents that we would be playing, you know, that we haven't had familiarity with, mm-hmm. you know, the Carolinas, the New Orleans, you know, the Atlantas, et cetera. And so, you know, we took a week and just kind of looked at them and tried to put together some thoughts and preparation plans about how to defend this football team, knowing that it would be a short week. You know, we did some a little bit at camp when we had a free moment. We'd look at them a little bit. So, you know, periodically we've looked at them, through, you know, from the off season throughout.
Do you remember when that week was in the off season?
I can't. I'm not right now. Oh, well, when I say in the off season, no, that was like our May, okay. April, May, yeah.
Perry, Corey said yesterday the idea to for the guys on the outside to be more aggressive, be up at the line of scrimmage, don't give free runs, especially with the way the quarterbacks are getting the ball out. Do you see that? Have you stressed that? And is that something that is key going forward?
Well, that's something we've seen early this year. You know, quarterbacks are really getting the ball out quick, rather quick three-step, a quick five-step. You know, they haven't allowed us to rush them like they did, you know, earlier in the past. So we have to change our approach a little bit based upon what the team's doing. So we'll make adjustments based on what the offense is giving us right now.
Perry, how key will your linebackers be these next 2 weeks when you're facing quarterbacks like Cam Newton and Michael Vick? And how do you feel about how your athleticism at linebacker matches up with an athletic quarterback like that?
Well, I do like our athletes at backer. There's no doubt about that. You know, when you face a guy like Cam and against a guy like Michael, you have to have 11 guys, not just the linebackers alone. But I do like our linebackers and the speed of our backers and the way that they can run and be able to, you know, defend these guys. But you have to have all 11 guys looking at these guys and really kind of knowing where these guys are because they can bust out at any point in time.
Do you like to use a spy?
If it's necessary, yes, I'll use a spy. Versus an athletic quarterback like a Cam Newton or Michael Vick, there's no doubt about it.
Was Marvin Austin, if you guys were exhausted or anything like that, would you have been confident if he had to go in last week, or is it a situation where you think he was just a little too rusty with the long layoff?
No doubt that he's rusty, okay, but we would have played him if we needed to play him, and, you know, we had talked about that as we approached the game, et cetera, so he knew the game plan because he's going to be rusty whether he plays, whether he played last week, if he plays this week or what have you, but, you know, he knows the game plan, and so Coach Nunn's doing a good job of trying to get him up to speed, but he's going to be rusty when he has to play football.
Offensively, this team's had trouble inside the 5-yard line. As a defensive coordinator, you know, what are, like, some advantages that defense has when just that little space just inside the 5-yard line in terms of, you know, keeping them out of the end zone?
You know, it's a disadvantage to the defense keeping those guys out all the time, you know, whether the 5-yard line or not, because right now, you know, I think offenses are a little farther ahead than we are, you know, defensively. And I say that because, you know, they have all their new little wrinkles in and you come out of preseason, so you have little information to go off of, you know, in that red zone area. And so they can kind of surprise you with a new concept or a new idea. And you might not have prepared for that concept or idea. So it's always difficult, you know, and we just try to stress, hey, playing our basics, playing our fundamentals, and if we do that and tackle well and can defend the back shoulder fade, then we can be successful.
Are you aware of how good Cam was just from the ether of the NFL and catching games here and there? But I assume you're mostly focused on your games and your opponents. So when you actually started watching the film with the coach's eye, was there anything that caught you off guard or sort of that really made an impression on you about him that even just casually around the way you didn't notice before?
Well, we played him in our first preseason game last year, and we opened up with him. And I said after that game, I felt he was a franchise quarterback. Mm-hmm. And the reason I said that was because I thought he had great poise for a rookie quarterback. We pressured him a lot in that first preseason game, and he seemed to handle it, and he seemed to – like he if he missed the pass, he knew what his read was. He knew where to go with the football. He just missed the throw, and he was determined that he was going to make it right. So I felt like, man, this guy's got a lot of poise, and, you know, just with experience and some time, he's going to be a really nice player. I think offensively they're doing some really good things to enhance his athletic ability, and I think the sky's the limit for this guy.
What did you see from Mosley? What did you see from Jayron on the outside, and did you like what you saw?
You know, he had some good plays on the outside last week. You know, he had a play or two that wasn't so good, but I like his poise. I like his confidence. You know, the game's not too big for Jayron. That's what I really like about him. He's gotten better each week in practice, and we're asking him to do a lot. You know, he plays on the inside in the sub package. He plays on the outside in the base package, and that's a lot of mental gymnastics for him right now, and he's being able to handle that. So I think you'll see him improve each and every week. You know, I just like the way he focuses in practice as well as in games.
Did you have a reaction question to the kneel down by the Bucks, and would you ever do that with your defense?
You know, I support what Coach Coughlin said, you know, and I just go off the head coach's philosophy, and I support what he said. So that's what we do.